this? Who this guy?
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He never stood up one single time.
Matt.
Yes, Maisky.
Go ahead, sir.
So you liked Harmon Killebrew?
Harmon Killebrew, I still have the card, the very card that I got from Jones's Market on Randolph Avenue in St. Paul back in 1972. I still have it to this day, along with Cesar Tovar and Rick Renick and Rich Reese and George Mitterwald and Steve Braun and some of the others.
So how much was that? How much were those worth in? When you got them.
Oh, well, how much were they when I bought them?
Yeah,
35 cents.
No, okay, that's fine. That's probably what they were worth. A piece. Not even. They were probably worth a cent a piece.
Centipede?
Listen to what I have to say, though. Because in today's dollars, those same cards would be worth, we'll just say, $100 a piece.
Hell, sounds like I'm investing. A regular old Warren Buffett I am.
But you were talking about kids on Wall Street.
Yes.
And I believe it all started when baseball cards became worth something. When they were attached to dollar value.
Yes, it probably did start there. And Beanie Babies, that didn't help.
No. That was way before that. This was in the late 80s.
Ah.
So if you want to blame anyone.
Blame baseball.
Blame Tops. The same people that made those cards in the 70s for you.
But did they really plan the whole thing when they made the cards in the early...
Not back then.
No, in the same way...
Stock was dwindling.
Oh.
Topps is a public company.
I see.
They have, like, Mars. They make Mars bars, maybe. I don't know. Something like that.
Hmm.
They want their price to go up. So that's where it all started.
So it's a profit deal.
Well, yeah, because this stuff used to be never worth anything. Kids had fun with them. They put them in their spokes.
Yeah, boy. Mickey Mantle rookie card in some kid's spokes.
It made the kid happy at the time.
Happiness, what's that worth versus what Warren Buffett has? Thanks. Well, let's go to bottom of the hour news with our own Kelly Guest.
Thanks, Tommy. American forces in Turkey, Bahrain, and Qatar are on a heightened state of alert. A senior defense official who asked to remain anonymous says there have been specific threats made against troops in those areas. However, the credibility of those sources is not known at this time. Locally, thanks in part to last night's rain, firefighters have managed to contain most of the fire burning in the Carlos Avery Wildlife Management Area. Today, they spent the day looking for hot spots. Helicopters, by the way, use an infrared device to detect those areas from the air, actually. Crews are still having trouble, though, with fire in one area where there's 20 acres of peat moss because the fire actually burns into the ground. Firefighters have to dig it out to get to it. The wildfire started last Thursday, and DNR officials say it burned more than 8,500 acres and destroyed 4 homes. Minnesotans will likely have to cut back on the merrymaking in the next couple of years. Today, President Clinton signed legislation that will change drinking and driving laws across the country. The new law requires all states to lower their legal blood alcohol content to 0.08 by the year 2004. States that don't will lose millions of dollars each year in federal highway funds. 31 states still use the 0.10 BAC, including Minnesota. The Green Party may be sprouting serious leaves here in Minnesota. If Ralph Nader draws 5% of the vote here, his party will get ballot access and public financing in the following election. 8% of likely voters said they back Nader for president in a recent Star Tribune Minnesota poll. And what went up can't come down until the weather improves. Bad weather on both coasts means Space Shuttle Discovery will spend yet another day in space. It's the second day in a row that weather has kept the astronauts circling the Earth on the 100th shuttle mission. Mission managers had hoped for a California landing today, but rain showers moved into the area near Edwards Air Force Base, so tomorrow they're going to try Florida or California again. 62 here in the Twin Cities right now. I'm Kelly Guest for AM 1500 KSTP.